Welcome to My Religious View, Week 9, 2008. That's how we do things here. We do things by the week. You will hear some commentary. You will hear some of my points of view regarding religion. I'm very outspoken about it. You will hear in all the shows available that I'm a believer in myself and others and God. And that's the way I feel about things. I believe that strongly. I also believe that, you know, when I listen to other practitioners, that I like to, I like to give my feedback on what they're saying and what they're doing, and that's what you're going to hear on this show. I've taken some excerpts from the Jesus Christ Show on Sunday mornings, and I do my thing. I say what it is. I say it like it is, and I hope not to offend, but I want people to have an open mind about things and believe that what they can believe what they want.
Presidential debates and the campaigns that are going on currently, that there is a lot of discussion about faith and how it plays a part in presidentship. Well, I will tell you this, that if anyone comes to you and says that it doesn't mean anything what they believe, that should be disconcerting. It absolutely does. It defines who you are. It defines how you...
Religion is not going to define who you are. You are going to define who you are. Everybody needs to have faith, faith in themselves. It's better if you have faith in God, but not everybody has to have that. That's what makes America great, is we don't make people believe in what they don't want to believe. I believe in God. I feel good about believing in God, but I'm not going to force that issue, and I'm not going to make statements to say, hey, you believe in God, you have faith, that's what defines you. No. What defines you is how you treat yourself and how you treat others and what you do with your life and what you have to give to yourself and others. That is what defines you.
So that's why we put so much of a focus on those things, because ultimately any of the life situations we deal with this morning, any of the circumstances that make you look and go, you know what, I'm sad or I'm hurt or I'm confused or I'm frustrated, those things usually stem from a misuse or a breakdown in a worldview. So we look at both the symptoms and the cause.
Well, I think that, we're all entitled to our opinions, and that's what makes the world very interesting, is everybody has their own opinion. Well, my opinion is that I think it's good to be sad. I think it's good to be angry. I think it's good to be happy. I think it's good to have emotions. That's what makes us human. Don't worry about things that, if the things are bothering you, then let it bother you. Be sad. It's okay. That's what God gave us. It gave us emotions to be sad. It made us be happy. It made us be glad about receiving something, or sad about having something taken away from us, or, that's the humanness. We all need more of that humanness. We're all trying to, be bigger and greater and, godlike. Well, we're not gods. God is God, and we are human. Let's be the best humans that we can be by having emotions. God wants us to have emotions. So quit worrying and trying to take this pill or get this therapy and feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe that's okay. Let it out. That's what we're here for. We're here to have every day be different and exciting and boring and whatever. It's just, that's what it is. That's what life is. It's a day-by-day thing. Enjoy it or don't enjoy it. It's your prerogative. But that's what we want in ourselves. That's what we want. We want to keep making ourselves human. With all the pills and it's taken the humanness out of us. With all the therapy, it's taken the humans out of us. Let's be human. Let's not hurt ourselves. Let's not hurt others. But be human. And that's what God wants us to be. Human.
Good morning. I have a coworker who's a Muslim. And he has told me that the reason Christianity and Islam are at odds and have been warring for years is because of something Abraham did to his son. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Is this true, or do you know the story behind that?
I'd like to make it even I do know what he's speaking of, but I'd like to simplify it even more. That the reality is that there are differences, great differences, in those two belief systems, and that the reality of any belief system is that no matter what people say, they are mutually exclusive. Every belief system, even universalism, which sounds like it's letting everybody in, has their own view as to what's right and what's wrong. And whenever those rights and wrongs conflict, you're going to have people butting heads, and there's going to be differences, and people are going to stand strong, and they're going to say, this is our belief. This is what you should be believing, and everybody should be believing it as well. So you've got this belief system, Islam, that is followed by Muslims, and it's one of the big three: Judaism, Christianity, Islam. Founded by Muhammad, and you have these factions that are going to butt heads naturally because they're all on the same land. All three major religions started on the same holy land with different beliefs, different leaders, and ultimately different gods when you get into the specifics of it all. But they're going to butt heads.
As long as we can agree to disagree, then we can all have an open discussion about what we believe individually. But let's face it, folks, we're dealing with three different religions, but we're really dealing with one of those religions that is a little bit more controlling. And I don't think that anybody, it could have a discussion, a reasonable discussion, with somebody of the Muslim faith that believes that wholeheartedly that their religion is the only religion. You're never going to have a reasonable discussion with that person about their religion. Their only goal is to convert you or possibly to kill you. As far as Christianity goes, as far as Judaism goes, I think that people take their religion seriously. They're proud of their faith, but there isn't this this ruthlessness involved in those two religions. I mean, there was many years ago. I mean, let's face the facts that you got the Old Testament, and then you have the Catholic Church and the Christians of the 14th, 15th century. We're now in the civilized world. And if you're working with somebody and they have their particular faith, and it's of the Islam, they're Muslims, and you're just not going to win that battle. And you're probably better off just trying to look for something else to talk about, because you don't want to frustrate anybody. Be proud of what your religion, and you don't have to hide what who you are, what you are, but you just have to be careful and mindful about what you're saying, and you do your best you can to get the facts. I say, just avoid the situation.